Let's record a little piece of drummage, one bar count in, and I'm deliberately going to play a bit ropey, timing wise. So, there you go, it's pretty bad. So, let me just quickly hear how bad this is and see if I can actually fix it. Hang on. Yeah, that'll be fixable.
One.
Kind of.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so I recorded that as MIDI, but Ray is talking about recording stuff as audio. So I'm just quickly going to render this as audio. So I'm going to select the item.
1-0.
Applications key.
Context.
And go to apply as new take.
Apply track / take FX to items as new take. Mono output.
I don't want mono. Apply. I want stereo.
Item. Apply. Unsaved project.
Okay, cool. And now I've got this item. Yeah, it's audio. I'm going to go through and put stretch markers on all the significant beats. So in this case, the kicks and snares. And then I'm going to snap those stretch markers to the grid. And it's going to stretch and shrink the audio to make that work. So you do need to understand a little bit about quantization for this, as in you need to know what to set your grid to. So if we listen to this, click off because it's distracting. Just listen to the part, first of all. And if my clap here is the click and we say 1, 2, 3, 4 is a bar, then the hats are playing. So they're playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 notes is the fastest thing that's happening in a bar. And if you want it to be really tight and you wanted to put a stretch marker on every individual sound, then you would need to do 8th note grid. Control shift 8.
Grid 8.
Grid settings are all along the top row of numbers with control shift. For example, you've got control shift 4.
Grid quarter.
Control shift 6 for 16s.
Grid 16th.
Etc.
Grid 8.
I'm going to choose 8. Select the item. And I'm just going to hit tab to move through transients. And hopefully this should find most of the important notes. So, oh yeah, it puts us on the first kick drum. And I'm going to drop a stretch marker here. So there's two ways of doing this. I can do Control M to drop a stretch marker, do that manually, hit by hit, so all the important hits, and then quantize them to the grid afterwards. Or I can do Alt Shift I, which will drop a stretch marker and move it to the nearest grid division at the same time. So I'm going to try my luck with Alt Shift I, because when it works, it's cool.
Set selection end.
Ignore the speech feedback. Let's just quickly turn back on the click and find out if it's lined up that first kick with the click. So this was late. Ah, there you go. And now it's bang on. So now I'm just going to turn the click off again because it's distracting. And tab to the next transient. There's the snare. Alt Shift I to snap that sucker.
5%.
And so you just work your way through the part like this. Basically. That's already snapped. Okay, that's a nice clear kick hit. So let's snap that.
74.
Alt Shift I to put a stretch marker there. And there's another kick hit.
Beat 220.
And there's the next snare. Beat 3. Snap that. There's the next kick. 87. Snap that. I think that's the same one.
Bar 2 beat 10% stop.
Yeah. So sometimes you'll find these tab hits to transient are a little bit annoying. Like when the part has been moved to the grid, it moves forward and then tab to the next transient will find one that's already snapped.
Find the same one.
Yeah. So if you're not sure, you can just hit Control Shift J to find out where you are. And if it's like 0%, 50%, any of the percentages exactly on a grid, you know that one's already been snapped. This snare is
bar 2 beat 2, 4% stopped.
4%, so it's a little bit late. I can just snap that with Alt Shift I.
Beat 1.
Move to the next transient. Next kick. Control Shift J to find out where this is.
Bar 2 beat 2, 75%.
It's 75%. It's already on, but I'll snap it just in case.
Beat 1.
Kind of going through the part. This one.
Bar 2 beat 3, 25% stopped.
Yeah, it's already on as well.
Beat 2.
And there's the last snare.
Bar 2 beat 3, 54% stopped.
And that one's a little bit late, so let's snap it.
Beat 2.
Okay.
Metronome
so
on.
With the click. Ah, I kind of messed it up because I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing and talking. like this kick is in the wrong place. It's gone to the wrong grid division. It's gone to.
Bar 1 beat 2, 50% stopped.
50. And it should actually be 75. We can move to stretch markers with control semicolon goes to the previous one and control apostrophe goes to the next one. go find the stretch marker that you want to move, and then I can move to the place where it should
blank,
be.
Zero, five.
So I'm going to do jump dialog and change the 50% to 75.
Unsaved project.
And then do Control Alt M to move.
Stretch marker moved.
That stretch marker that I just selected. And that's fixed that part. So now we've got.
Beat.
Which is much closer. The hats are a bit raggedy, like if we turn the click off. So like there's one hat there that's a bit off, like in the second half. This one is a bit late. So I would just scrub to find that because the tab to transient thing isn't going to pick it up. There, maybe. And so this is
bar 2 beat 160% stopped.
Yeah, it's 60% and it should be at 50. If I just snap that, it should, if I move to the previous stretch marker.
Stretch marker 50%.
Yeah, it's put it at 50%, which is where it should be. Bar. And so that should tighten that hat up. There you go. And with the click.
Metric.